And Mark Scotch from the Oregon Trail is on the phone with his weekly update. And good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, TK.
So where are you now on your trip? Now, this is what, day number what?
Oh, gosh.
Funny question.
I think I have 8 days left riding or 7 days left riding. So.
Ooh, is that about right? So it's about a 20-day journey or so?
23 days, I
23.
Think. So, yeah, we're probably,
okay.
18 or something.
So you're like 12 or 13 days into it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. We'll be on that. But
well, okay. How many miles?
Anyway.
How many miles have you put on?
Probably close to 1,300, maybe 14.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's a lot of pedaling. But you're doing it for a good cause, the Oregon Trail. And for some of the people that may not know or just joining us, can you just kind of give us kind of a summary of what the Oregon Trail is all about?
Yeah, it's basically the story of my wife and I donating our kidneys. We both were living kidney donors. I donated 5 years ago and my wife about 3 years ago. And we decided to try to create awareness for the dire and urgent need for living donors. About 25 people die every day in the United States waiting for a kidney, about 2 per week in Wisconsin. And the Oregon Trail is just an extension of that. The idea is that I ride my bike all across the United States on one kidney just to create awareness and also to demonstrate that people can donate a kidney and live a completely normal life. And I know everybody thinks that's normal what I'm doing. So
I don't think it's normal. Yeah, that's a lot of work. But, you know, we talk to you all the time, and Lynn, we'll talk with Lynn, your wife. She puts up with a lot from you, too. But you've got you've got a rotating road crew, it seems like, that help you along the way, too.
Yes, on this trip I've got 3 different crews. We have a small RV that support me. My sister Gigi and her husband Dean took over a few days ago, and they'll finish with me. We have an event at Mayo Rochester this Thursday, and then from there we'll be heading back to Plover.
Oh wow! So Dean and Gigi, you just joined them a couple days ago.
Yes, we drove down. We're from Southern Wisconsin, Janesville, and we drove down and met them. Just south of Burlington, Wausau, Illinois area.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, a day or two out of St. Louis.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're going to be with them all the way for the ride back to Plover, too?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yep, we're going to be, and then we'll head home from Plover.
We
were his crew when he first started this leg of this journey, the one from Keck. In L.A. all the way.
Okay.
You know, it's the journey of his liver donation.
Yeah. We've had.
So we started with him out in L.A.
So, Mark, do you have any more body parts left? I mean, with all these donations.
I keep making the joke at these events that I go to that it's a lot safer to donate a kidney than ride a bike thousands of miles across the United States. So, I don't have any parts left unless somebody maybe hits me. And then who knows?
Yeah, well, hopefully that doesn't happen. But, yeah, you've been putting a lot of miles on. But also along the way, you've been meeting with certain representatives to try to, I think you're trying to get a certain bill passed, right?
Yeah, working in Washington, D.C. to try to get legislation to help living donors make it easier to donate. It's called the End Kidney Death Act. And I started out in Denver, actually. I met with Saffer Eich from their 2 U.S. senators. Had breakfast with them right before we started the ride. And within about a half hour from now, we're going to be meeting with a local House member's staff here in Illinois. And then later on, about 11 o'clock this morning, about 40 miles down the road, we're going to be meeting with a different staff from a different district. So we just try to let them know about the need and see if their House members or their U.S. senator will back this bill.
Yeah, that would be a great bill to have to make it easier for people to donate their kidneys and, you know, other live donations as well along with that, too. So that's all for a great cause. Now, you've got your plan is still to be coming into Plover by the end of the week here?
Yeah, my plan is to leave La Crosse area Saturday morning,
mm-hmm.
and ride the Plover. It's 120 some miles. I've done it before, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it after a month of riding. So we'll see what happens on Saturday.
Okay. Well, I've got faith in you. Oh, that's well. That's been a. Now, have you run into any strange things or storms or anything like that along the way this time around?
It's been amazing with the weather. We left a couple days out of Denver. We had some rough weather, but I picked up west winds, and as soon as we hit St. Louis, the wind changed from the south, and I've been cruising along with 15, 20 mile per hour tailwinds the last few days heading north. So wow. it's been amazing, actually.
Yeah, well, that's great news. Put a sail up, and then you'll be all set. Just push you along. So if people want to follow you, they can still do that. Do they go to your website?
Yeah, I've got a website called the Oregon Trail, Oregon Like a Kidney, the OregonTrail.org, and then the Facebook page is either Mark Scotch, my personal page, or the Oregon Trail Facebook page. People try to find that on Facebook. They might hit a couple of zombie sites. Seems to be a popular name for zombie people, but eventually they'll find the Oregon Trail.
Yeah, well, that's great. And if people, you mentioned before, there is a either was it a number or a website to go to if people are interested in donating a kidney.
Yeah, they can go to my website, but the NKR National Kidney Registry is the organization that Lynn and I both donated through down in Madison. That's a great organization. Helped us find a match for our kidneys, and then we gave a voucher each to a different person. So matching is not a problem. They don't have to be the same blood type, none of that stuff. So it's nkr.org, nationalkidneyregistry.org, but nkr.org will get them there.
Yeah, that's an amazing way to do it, and you can get to whoever you're donating a kidney for. They get the voucher and get them more on top of the list that way, right?
Yep. Just like you helped them down in St. Petersburg
right.
a few
yeah.
weeks ago.
That's just a great that's a great thing to do. So I hope a lot of people will check that out as well. Well, hopefully we'll be checking in with you again before you get back to the Plover area, or at the very least, when you get back here, you stop in the studio.
Yeah, maybe we can set something up for Friday morning. We can, that'll be after the Rochester event. Mm-hmm. We've got a couple surgeons and part of the transplant team going to ride with me that day coming into Mayo, and we're going to have a nice event there. Yeah. And a few representatives from Minnesota we're going to be speaking to, their offices. So, yeah.
Yeah, let's do that.
It's going to be a busy week.
All right. Well, good. Yeah. Good. Let's plan on that, and you have yourself a safe ride, and we'll talk to you then.
Thanks, TK.
All right. Thanks, Mark. That's Mark Scotch from the Bye. Oregon Trail, and if you'd like to follow him, like he mentioned, it's the OregonTrail.org, O-R-G-A-N Trail.org. You can follow him on Facebook, too, and you can follow his travel, his trips as he's biking, puts on a lot of pictures, and it keeps it updated as well. So it's all for a great cause, and boy, he's... this is his sixth trip, I believe he said. They've been doing a lot of good doing that, too. So we appreciate that. 7:39 now.